This goes to Cora Pavlik, P-A-V-L-I-K, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax is 989, and we'll fill in the rest. And Dr. Lynes, L-A-Y-N-E-S, fax 989-779-7100, regarding Darlene Most, M like Mary, O-S-T, date of birth 12/30/1953. Dear Cora and Dr. Lynes, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Most with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, lupus nephritis, chronic anemia, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was November 21st of last year. She has gained 5 pounds over the last 6 months, and that's not uncommon over the winter months. She's usually able to lose it again during the warmer months. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no dysuria, no unusual rashes or bruising, and no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the mycophenolate mofetil 500 milligram, 2 in the morning and 1 in the evening, in addition to her other routine medications. Physical examination, weight 230 pounds, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 122 over 60, pulse 57, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen soft, obese, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 14th of 2023. Creatinine was 2.1. She does fluctuate with creatinine levels. The previous close level was 3.7 of 2022. Creatinine was 2.2. April of 22, it was 2. September of 22, 1.7, then 1.9, 1.83. So most recently 2.1, but this is her current fluctuating range, and it's estimated GFR of 25, albumin 3.6, calcium 9.3, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.6, intact parathyroid hormone 94.7. We wouldn't treat that level till it gets over 200 usually. So we will just continue to monitor that. Hemoglobin is 10.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable, although fluctuating, creatinine levels. No uremic symptoms, no encephalitis or encephalopathy, no pericarditis. 2, lupus nephritis. 3, hypertension, currently well controlled. 4, chronic anemia. 5, secondary hyperparathyroidism. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She will follow the low-salt diet, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.